thank you. We're joined, as usual, by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're pleased to welcome as our guest independent candidate for mayor of Providence, Diane Dede Whitman. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
We'll delve into Providence politics in just a little bit, but first let's talk about the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Brett Kavanaugh's U.S. Supreme Court nomination. Democrats blame President Trump for failing to order an FBI investigation of Christine Blasey Ford's claims that she was assaulted by Kavanaugh. Dede Whitman, you would be the first woman mayor of Providence if you win election in November. What is your perspective on this? Do you think Republicans are making a mistake by not backing an FBI investigation of this matter?
Probably, but I think it's pretty pathetic that I would be the first woman mayor of Providence, actually the first woman on the ballot.
Well, let's go to Maureen. What do you make of this Judiciary Committee hearing and whether it's going to blow up on Republicans that they have opposed an FBI investigation of the claims made by Christine Blasey Ford?
I think she's very credible, and I think it's going to have a huge impact in terms of people's evaluation. I personally think, given Kavanaugh's disposition where he said he only had a few drinks at some time, he loses a lot of credibility. If he had said, I drank a lot, but I never did anything like that, that would be one thing. My take is his nomination is going to be withdrawn because I think Trump will cut his losses and energize his base. I think in the end, this is a lose-lose situation. But nonetheless, I do think Kavanaugh will not be confirmed.
Scott, what is your perspective on this?
You know, it's funny. I do think she's very formidable and credible. I do agree with Professor Moakley. On the other hand, things have gotten so polarized in this country. I'm almost thinking that maybe we should have a rule that says you have to get 60 votes in the Senate to confirm a Supreme Court justice. And the reason is, this is not supposed to be just another politician, a U.S. senator, you know, with lifetime terms. And if you had 60 votes, that means both sides would have to come together. You probably wouldn't have a justice from the left fringe or the right fringe, and we could probably vet some of these issues before they burst out into the public.
Well, let's shift our attention back to Providence and our guest, Dede Whitman. Dede, you are mostly known as a political fundraiser. You've raised money in the past for Democrats like Richard Leach and Joe Paolino. You led fundraising for Buddy Cianci in 2014 and did some fundraising for Republican Alan Fung earlier this year. Why are you now running for mayor of Providence?
Well, I feel there's a there's a need for someone to step up to the plate who is a leader. I feel there's a lack of leadership in the city. I feel there's a lack of energy. And I feel that the city has somewhat disintegrated over the last 3¾ years. And I feel I have the energy, the power of wanting to do this. I love my city. I want to restore it as best we can, and I feel that some major areas of the city have just gone the wrong way.
What is it in your background that qualifies you, in your view, to be mayor of Providence?
Well, I can tell you, after the last 8 years, I can almost do anything. There is no challenge that's too great, and I have a very unique ability of being able to bring people together, to keep my eye on the ball, to work very collaboratively with relationships. And this, I feel the city is in such a bad state that we need everyone's participation. And you need someone at the helm who can do that.
Let's go to a question from Scott.
I know you work for Alan Fung. Do you support him over Gina Raimondo for governor?
I think Alan made a very poor decision to say what he did about immigration, and I don't quite understand it, especially being the child of immigrant parents. I think it was mean-spirited, and that's where I stand on that. I'm not asking you how you vote, so don't ask me how I vote.
Well, I'm not running for office.
Let's go to a question from Maureen.
You said one time in an interview that for too long this administration has fallen over themselves to appease a small group at the expense of everyone else. What small group are you talking about? I mean, I thought Alorza had a pretty broad base.
Well, from everything we've learned and everything we see about him, he has not expanded his base at all. He has sort of...
Do you mean his constituent base?
His voting base.
Okay.
All right? People like him more than they respect him. People like him more than they feel he's doing a good job. And that's troublesome. And I think that he... With all the gimmicks, when he goes out of town and he sees something and he likes it and he says, let's bring it back to Providence. A perfect example is with the young lady who was hit by a car. She was on a jump bike. If the reporting is true, she was riding a jump bike. She probably had no helmet. There have been no rules and regulations that people are following. I don't know how they all appeared overnight, essentially throughout the city. And more importantly, on many of the bike racks, I have seen them placed in the middle of the sidewalk where a parent couldn't get a baby stroller down, get it through what is exposed with the cement, or you couldn't get a wheelchair.
Let's switch gears and talk about one of the greatest fiscal challenges facing the city of Providence. That's the city's pension fund. It has less than 30% of the money needed to meet its long-term obligations. You say you oppose Mayor Allura's proposal of monetizing the city's water supply to gain more money to bolster the pension fund. So how would you go about trying to address the shortfall in pension funding?
It's a huge problem. And I have to tell you that he has an artificial rate of return with this 8%. That's a problem. I would and did speak with someone about the pension, someone who handled the bankruptcy in Detroit. And there are things in the contract. Now, I'm not privy to look at the contract, but there are things that are called add-ons in the contract. And those can be negotiated. They're not actually talking about what the retirees would receive. Also, I am the person who can have hard conversations. You have $1 billion also in the health care, and there is somewhere there where it can be negotiated.
So you're saying as far as the pension thing, you would make adjustments that ultimately people would have to make concessions and lower their COLAs or something similar to what happened at the state level?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying there may be things in the contract that are what's called add-ons that that could be negotiated. That has nothing to do with what they're receiving. I think you've made a promise to people. I would do my best to honor that, to honor them.
Quick final comment here from Scott.
This isn't going to be easy. I mean, Mayor Tavares got a lot of negotiations,
right.
Had a lot of negotiations, rather, and he got some givebacks already from the unions. And there's only so far that they're willing to go. And I think that this is really kind of this existential problem that hangs over the whole city.
All right. That's about all the time we have. Thanks for joining us on Political Roundtable. Scott.
Great to be here.
Maureen.
Thank you.
And independent candidate for Mayor Dee Dee Whitman.
Thank you for having me.
As usual, you can find a lot more on our website at ripr.org.